Nope. And here we go to a very popular one, this particular termite here. If you look at a cross-section of the termitry, you can see the termites are here, and they generate a lot of heat. Heat rises, hot air rises, comes down, loses heat with the outside, cools down, comes down again. So it develops a natural circulation, natural ventilation air conditioning system to keep itself reasonably comfortable. There's another example there. I think that's particularly beautiful one. So back to humans. And we've talked about fairly heavyweight buildings in Mediterranean and the North Pole, but of course there are many nomadic tribes. Anybody from the Sahara? Yeah? Less likely, but it's a possibility. Okay, well, tents, of course, for nomadic tribes are necessary because they move around. They herd and they have to go to different places through the year. That's the way they live. So they've got to have structures that they can take up and down very easily, and also keep them in a sensible material that protects them. And this goat's material, which expands when it gets wet, so it doesn't let the moisture in, at the same time gives the shade, and goes down, dilates when it's not raining, and lets little airflow patterns go through the structure. So the structures are really lovely. Anybody from Sudan? Oh, we do have students from Sudan, yes. I had one 2 years ago. And now Mongolia. Anybody from Mongolia? Well, Mongolia is interesting, and I've just updated my lecture from last year because I got some books with more pictures of the gers, yurts or gers. And you see they're very well insulated here, you can see. Very tightly doors, okay. And if we look back, the pictures of the Mongolian landscape, there we are, 80% of people in Mongolia live in gers. And of course, they are great horse riders, camels and so on. And there's while you're here, if you've not seen the film The Story of the Weeping Camel, if you've not heard of that yet, do go and see it. It's a wonderful film. Fascinating. I won't tell you all the story, but if you see that advertised, The Story of the Weeping Camel, I do advise you to go and see it. It takes place in Mongolia and is fascinating. Here we are. And you see, living inside there, with the television, inside the gear. And of course, transportation of these things is important, and you can see this is a really royal one. And this is Genghis Khan's coronation in 1206. And you can see Genghis Khan here, and this is a very beautiful gear where he's receiving all of the people to celebrate. So gears aren't just for poor people, gears are architecture of Mongolia for all people. And they have these simple things, good insulation, good ventilation, and compact space. And it works very well for them. Now, the challenge in the present century, and the last century, in the 20th century, was how we could use and develop this architecture. And the thing that's helped us to do that is the advancement in materials, new materials. Now, this is the Arctic City of 1952, designed by Ralph Erskine and Fry Otto. Ralph Erskine died recently in London. He was from Sweden originally. Fry Otto is still alive in Frankfurt, in Germany. Anybody from Germany here? Nope. I've had the good fortune of working with Fry Otto at odd times. Their idea was, how could we make a city in the Arctic comfortable? And you can see their idea was to actually build normal buildings, okay, into the ground, and then put a lightweight cover over which you could see through. Okay, that was the principle of the idea. But at that time, in 1952, these materials weren't advanced enough. They couldn't withstand the snow loading, the wind. They still weren't strong enough.